Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. We're like diamonds and crystals sparkling in the sky. Hey, 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 we're going to have a crystal bright kind of night tonight. This is the My Beauty Angel Show coming to you live via Blog Talk Radio and hosted by Greater Good Ministries Radio, ggmradio.com, where it's all inspiration all the time. For your body, mind, and spirit, our show, the My Beauty Angel Show, is all about your spiritual, your inner beauty. It's actually encompasses your whole being, and that's what we celebrate. And we celebrate your beauty inside and out, and the beauty in the animals, and the trees, and the birds, and the you name it, the sea. We're all about recognizing and noticing and being grateful for everything that's beautiful in our life. I'm your host, Audrey Quinn, and I also have a wonderful, shining, sparkling diamond of a crystal clear persuasion.
Thank you.
I'm being silly tonight. Cindy's laughing. Cindy Herman, and she is the author of To Feel is to Heal. Right, Cindy?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she has a beautiful book, and you can find her book on Amazon.com. Once you pick it up, you will not put it down. It's an easy, about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hour max. Depends on if you assimilate and relate like I like to do with my books. But it is just a captivating and extremely powerful healing book for healing for your soul and your spirit. And that's what it's all about. And
I'll tell people, Audrey,
yeah.
If I may,
yeah.
I've changed the sites for ordering. It's now Charmed Life Publishing. That's as in charm, charmed, past tense, charmedlifepublishing.weebly. There's a funny word. weebly.com. charmedlifepublishing@weebly.com. So they can find it there if they're interested. And it is. It's about emotional clearing, the importance of moving these negative emotions out because they are what is drawing negative events to us. So thank you, Audrey. It is. It's a simple book, but a powerful book.
Yes, it is. And I did some deep healing with it. I'll always be grateful to Cindy for orchestrating that healing, to shed some toxic tears that needed to go bye-bye so that I could say goodbye to the pain and welcome to the gain and the joy of, everything in life that God has planned.
Yes.
And
that's right.
You know, God's got great plans if we'll only release the blockages that are blocking us and numbing us, you know. So
yes.
We don't want to be numb. We want to feel everything, right, Cindy?
All of it, every bit. It's why we come to Earth, this exquisite ride with all these different emotions like a child. And when they're negative, just let them slide right on out. Don't hold on to them like a child does, privately, of course. We can't throw this at other people. But move out all those negative emotions privately. And pain carves the well that will hold all our joy. So much more joy is going to come into our life when we vacate that space of pain that no longer needs to be inside us.
Yes, that's right. You said it, Cindy. And we have a special guest we're going to bring on in just a moment. And I'm really, really excited. This gentleman is really a multifaceted, sparkling crystal. He's a crystal king, and he is from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, where there's some crystal mining that's done, and he is just awesome. He is Joe Ray is his name, and his nickname is the Crystal. He's also known as the Crystal King. He is a crystal miner, a dowser, and a caregiver. Joe is also an accomplished carpenter, mechanic, a plumber, an electrician, and a multifaceted jack of all trades. And he's an ace at all of them, at all of them. And he didn't think so, but I think so. I think better. So Joe spends most of his time taking care of his soulmate, Mary. She was diagnosed with dementia, unfortunately, in 2004. She's also a breast cancer survivor and numerous other health challenges. And when time and money permit, Joe goes digging for Crystal. Joe has been chasing his dream of commercial crystal mining since 1976. Now Joe's dream is coming true and unfolding perfectly in perfect divine order. His dream has exploded into the crystal clear possibility of including a reality show about mining crystal. And I'm not sure how much he can go into detail because it's in a confidentiality stage, as they are usually with producers and directors. Cindy and I both know how that works. And Cindy, coming from earning a living and had a 50 commercials career and has graduated from Juilliard and worked with Meryl Streep, Jack Lemmon, names that you would know that are name recognized, very talented. And she is very talented as well. And she's just had a wonderful, magical time with that history. And in order for you to find Joe Ray, I want to tell you all that you can go to his Facebook page and just type in Joe, J-O-E, Ray, R-A-Y, if you'd like to friend Joe and find him there, or start up a chat about crystals, have a crystal chat. You can find me as your host. My website is mybeautyangel.com. That's mybeautyangel.com. I also have a like page on Facebook. Just simply type My Beauty Angel, three words. I want to remind all our callers tonight on the Greater Good Ministries Radio Worldwide Internet Show to please dial in. Don't be shy. Joe is a very easy, down-to-earth crystal king. He will love to hear you call in and answer any questions that you might have. Our phone number, our call-in number, is 347-237-5339. And just hit 1, the number 1, and you can speak with Crystal Joe or ask Cindy a question if you have a healing question or need some help, and we can give you her email if you need some help. And without further ado, because I hate to keep our crystal king on hold, because kings don't usually stay on hold. So we're gonna bring in our special star tonight, Crystal Joe, from the beautiful Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Joe Ray, are you here with us tonight?
I sure am. How are y'all doing tonight?
Great. Welcome. We're just ready to rock and roll, crystal rock and roll.
Yes, ma'am.
So how are you doing tonight? How's Arkansas?
It's hot. Real hot right now.
Do you have any crystals? Are you holding any crystals right now? I got a couple crystals right now in my hands.
I've got crystals everywhere around me. When you walk in my house, it's full.
Ooh, is it like a museum? You have your little mini museum?
Well, they're laying everywhere, trust me. I mean, people walk in, they look around, and they say, "What do you have all these crystals for?" And I said, "Well, it's just my life. It's what I've always wanted, and that's the way I'll always be."
How did you first get involved, Joe? How did you start on your crystal journey?
Well, it all started off back in 1976. Well, my mining career first started in, like, 1974. I went to work for Smith Whetstone Company in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and we were mining nabaculite, which they make Arkansas oil stones for sharpening knives. And that's where I got started. And then I met a guy, and he just bought a crystal mine, and I was going to go in partnerships with him, and went up there, and we started digging crystal, and it was in the McGurl mine in Blue Springs, Arkansas. And then I come to find out that he actually didn't own the lease on it, and things got really bad then. But I've still been chasing the dream. I used to go dig all the other side all of the time. And there was mines in Mount Ida I used to go to, and the crystal up there is just it's smaller than it is in Jesseville, but it is so pretty. Oh, it's just astounding the way it comes out of the ground. To be the first one to ever pull it out of the ground and see a jewel like that, it's just amazing.
Gracious. How do you enter the, is it in a cave, or enter underground?
Most of the crystal mining, strip mining. Now, sometimes when you're following a vein down, there will be a little pocket go off on the side, and you can, you know, you might tunnel into there for a day or two, but, you know, that's about, you know, as long as you want to stay underground. I'm not a big fan of that myself, because I know a guy that was tunneling in, and it caved in on him, broke his back, so that's a little too far for me to reach there.
So the big machines have gone through into the mountain to push to the surface. The machines have opened it up. Is that it, the strip mining? It's already been opened by the big machines?
Right. You just start up and you just find your vein, and you stay out a few feet in front of your vein with the equipment, because once you get close to crystal, anything metal or anything like that, you need to go ahead and get rid of it, because when I dig crystals, I use deer horns because they're hard enough. They can take a lot of abuse, but they won't chip or scratch a crystal. And that's what, you know, when you're digging crystal, it's sort of funny because you look at the guys out there digging crystal and you don't even think about it. But when they get into a pocket of crystals, you know, their hands turn into like a surgeon's hands, because you're trying to extract these crystals with no damage and remove them, you know, with respect, you know, like you should. And it's just, you know, people don't really realize that.
Yes, my goodness. I see. So you have the equipment that exposes us, and then you realize that you're getting to something, so you quit the equipment and then go in by hand or just a chipper or something. Is
yeah,
that it?
Yeah, once you get close to crystal, it's all handwork then. Because like I say, you don't want to chip or crack them. You want them to come out unharmed.
My goodness. What's the largest you've ever found?
The largest one I've ever found? Probably about a 12-pounder. It came from Jesseville, but that's really still small in comparison to what comes out up there. There's some of the largest crystals in the world come out of the McEarl mine, and they were like 6 to 7, 8 feet long and probably about 10 foot around.
No.
Yes, they were huge. I mean, they weren't really like a real nice crystal point, but, I mean, they were a crystal point. It was solid white, but, you know, they were huge. I mean, real big.
May I ask you, what do crystals for you, what do they mean to you? And before you answer that question, I want to tell you, our producer of Greater Good Ministries Radio, she actually is listening to your show tonight, and she's a dear friend as well, and I love her to death, Reverend B. Barbara Delosier, Crystal Queen. I know she's listening. And she's also the author of Crystal Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, More Healing, Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond. So I'm sure, you know, you have a lot in common. She talks about the relationships with crystals. And I'm just curious about Joe's interpretation and what crystals mean to you, and the power and the intention, and, you know, just anything you'd like to say about what crystals mean for you, Joe.
Well, once I ever dug my first crystal, you know, I was hooked. I was addicted, you could say, because I was, and I still am, because, you know, it's just a big passion. Once you ever get up there and dig a crystal, you want to keep going back and going back, because the power just pulls you in. I mean, I can walk up there and I can just about feel where crystals are, because I can feel the power coming up out of the ground. It's just, you know, really a natural feeling, a lot of people would probably say, because it's just sort of like a little electrifying jolt, and it's just, you know, it's really fun. I like going up there because it's just a great walk. But the crystals, to me, the power they have, nobody's really knows exactly how much power they have unless you go back to the days of the Atlantis where they were able to use them. But the time's coming when we're going to be able to find and unlock that power. But they just the healing power. I've got a lot of golden healers, and I strap them on my legs when I hurt my knee or something. You know, it sort of takes things away. I just really don't know how to explain crystal because it's just so multifaceted and everything that it can do that we just don't know yet.
Well, what do you do personally? What do you use your crystal for personally? Can you share with our listeners, you know?
Well, personally, I made a dowsing tool with my double terminated crystal points. And that's really something really near and dear to me because my mentors come to me and they said that they chose me to be the one to make the tool and, you know, show the tool to the world and what it will do. And time's
so
coming
not
when
everyone
that's
knows. Not everyone knows, Joe, what a dowser is, dear. Can you explain? Tell me more what that means.
I'll tell you. Everybody has almost everybody has the ability to douse. There's going to be a few exceptions to the rule, but I mean, a dowser back in the old days, they would take sticks and they go like dowsing for water, witching for water. You know, they just walk along and stick a bow over and show them right where the water are. It's amazing. I watched a guy in Hot Springs, back in like 78 or 79, wish for a well. He wished for a well. He put the stick down the ground. He said, yeah, he's going to hit water at about 83 foot. And he said, there's going to be about 60 gallons a minute flowing through there.
Oh.
82 foot, he hit water. And it was just he started measuring it, and it was he put out a little bit more water than what he said. It was, you know, after I saw that, it was like, wow, you know, it's just all amazed me ever since. And then when my mentors come in and they says, well, you're fixing to be a dowser, you just don't know it. And you know, it's amazing what it will do. You know, people look at you and say, well, you're crazy, you know, but actually, dowsing is a very it's a very big deal around the world. I mean, there's all kinds of large oil and gas companies and gold mining companies that hire dowsers to go out and douse for them. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just not water witching or anything no more. They use it for everything.
Oh, fascinating. Ooh, it's interesting.
Joe, did you say you doused to find the double terminated?
The crystals that I make my tool out of are double terminated crystals.
Your tool? You say your healing?
Yeah, my dowsing tool.
Oh, your dowsing tool has a crystal on it. I see.
Yeah, you have a double terminated crystal in each hand, and then they're drilled, and the rods are stuck down at the top. To see, they work better that way because you've got two pickup points instead of just one when you're dowsing.
Yeah.
Now you've got your rods working, and then you've got the bottom point of the crystal sticking down, and whenever I find something now, it's right exactly where the points are pointing down at the ground. That's exactly where it is.
My gracious.
You know what? We actually have a caller, if you don't mind, Joe and Cindy,
that
we'd like to take and see if they'd like to say hello to Joe and ask you a question or whatever they want to do. They're welcome to the My Beauty Angel Show. And this is area code 479-243. You're on live with Joe Ray.
Hello.
Hello. Hi there.
How are you doing,
welcome.
Joe?
How's it going, Orville?
Hey. The Crystal King and the Crystal Whisperer.
There you go. Orville's the Crystal Whisperer. Now, me and Orville sort of got a pretty neat deal, too, when we go dig crystal. Because he's got a black lab and I got a black cat. And I'll let him tell you what happens.
Yeah.
What happens, Orville?
He'll come out here and these are definitely healing crystals because with his cat scan and my lab test, we don't miss a thing.
Wow. Awesome.
We own the Board Camp Crystal Mine, which is a kind of unique mine. And because we don't allow any heavy equipment or anything like that. And matter of fact, if someone's out digging for crystals and they start pulling that negative attitude stuff, I ask them to leave. Because the crystals are really important. And, I mean, 2 years ago, I had diabetes. And I was taking injections. I am now down to pills. I had heart problems, no more heart problems, and I think it's just from being around the crystals. I'm out there every single day. They're right there in my backyard. And I think if you show the respect for the crystals, they'll show you respect back and take care of you.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. And Orville, I saw something on your page. Would you like to share with the listeners? Aren't you promoting a crystal event, a musical crystal festival or something?
Yes, we're holding the July 20th. We're holding Diamond Rio's coming out to the Crystal Mind. And we're holding the Crystal Music Festival. And then July 27th, Marshall Tucker has agreed to come out. And we have built what we call the Crystal Stage. And it's 40 by 60 with Victorian towers on either side. And it's just absolutely beautiful.
And where is this going to be? Tell the listeners how to find this event.
You can go to crystalmusicfestival.com. And we even have another special star. Joe Ray's going to be here. He's going to be up on stage talking about crystals and about the healing power of crystals. And, you know, crystals draw people together. And
oh, I love it.
Or
let's
they
have
do.
A crystal party, a crystal convention.
That's right. But crystals draw people together. Believe it or
yes.
not, Joe shows up here. We're out digging crystals. We're talking. He's telling me about stuff. I'm telling him about stuff. Believe it or not, we were both born in California about 6 hours apart.
Oh.
See, that's what crystals do. And we don't allow people to damage. See, we have a dome mine, which means it's coming up out the ground and rolls down both sides of the hill. So we didn't want to tear it up. That's disrespectful to the earth. So we just leave everything natural. We made trails through the woods, sit in the shade, and you just dig for crystals and just fill up your buckets.
Oh, how beautiful. Now, are these crystals multicolored or all white or pink?
I have some smoky
crystals.
We got some chlorite crystals, got green in them. I've got some black crystals. You know, they got mostly magnesium in them. Got a lot of clear ones, a lot of white ones. But, you know, when you're out digging, it all depends on your attitude. And Joe will tell you that. You go out with a negative attitude, them crystals will hide from you.
Yeah, they will.
Hey, Orville. One of my sisters, she's Tasha with The Angel. She's a wonderful crystal healer herself, and actually she gifted me. I want to say thank you to Tasha. She sent me a little beautiful, I received it in the mail the other day, a little crystal pendulum, you know, where you ask it a question. It's made out of white crystal quartz and with a point. Points. There are two of them. It's just very beautiful, simple, and it does get the job done, and I've been learning to ask my own yes or no with swinging my crystal pendulum, which is something new and mystical and magical, which I'm having a fun time with it. And thank you, Tasha. But Tasha wants to know if you could give out the website. Are you selling crystals? Is there a website?
No, we don't sell them online.
You're not
because
selling
them.
Because
you know what? Crystals are kind of like children. You know what I'm saying? We only charge $10 to dig, and we let people come out here and dig the crystals and unearth them themselves. If we were to dig up a whole bunch of crystals and try to sell them, I feel like I'm taking advantage of the crystals.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? It sounds strange, but
no.
I got a lot of respect for them. And not that there's nothing wrong with selling crystals. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying this right now. We just didn't want to do an online store. I didn't want to commercialize on the crystals. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. You're honoring and respecting.
And one day if the crystals tell me they want to go online and be sold, then I'll put them online and be sold. We have a store that people can go in and see that what we found. And old brother Joe is the only one who has ever dug a hole on the property because he has enough respect to know how to do it. you know, because if you just dig, you these other crystal mines, they dig these monster big holes in the earth, and those are called scars.
Yeah.
You know? So, and I don't think damaging the earth to get the crystals out is respectful.
I agree. I totally agree. So, to dig the crystals, where do the listeners, how do they, if they want to pay $10, to dig
they can go
to
our website, borecampcampground.com. And
okay,
that's the, where the website
slower.
Is
or,
for the crystal
Orville,
digging.
Orville, can you go slower and I'll type it in the chat box?
All righty. The website is Board Camp Campground.
Board is in
Board
Camp.
Right. B-O-A-R-D.
Campground.
Right.
Okay.
Board
they
camp
can Google
campground.
Board. Can they Google Board Camp Campground?
Yes, ma'am, and it'll come right up.
And it'll pop right up. And so
you
if I wanted to go to, if I personally wanted to go to Board Camp Campground, I could pay $10 and find my own and discover my own crystals.
Ray Charles could find crystals out here. They're everywhere. I have seen people just absolutely, I've seen them kneel down on the ground, start digging, and all of a sudden you hear a blood-curdling scream, and it looks like Roseanne Barr on a pizza. It just starts flying everywhere, and I'm going, slow down, now slow down. But look, 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 slow down.
Oh,
get respectful.
Yeah.
And we even carry
crystals?
The buckets for you. We don't leave you out there alone. We're there to help you if you have any questions. So
they can have a bucket full of crystals and that $10?
Yeah, we just charge $10 a bucket. So,
wow.
And you can fill a bucket pretty quick. It's there
that's
are a lot
amazing.
Of crystals out here. So
I never heard
we were,
of this. It's beautiful.
We were just so blessed when Joe showed up out here. You know, to have the Crystal King come by our place, we thought, well, there's a blessing right there. And then we found out that we're only 6 hours apart from being related. So.
Oh, how sweet. So you've known each other for a long time then, you two?
No, just actually just a few months.
Yep.
But it's the crystals that bring people together, and the crystals share the information. Until you've experienced it, it's hard to explain. You know, and it's different for everybody. They call me the crystal whisperer because I can walk out in there and, you know, and I can get, you tell me what you're looking for, and I'll walk out and I can almost just pick it up every single time. And by just usually kicking dirt over.
Really?
And then we always take, my wife is secretary of the Humane Society, and it's a no-kill shelter. So the money we make off of the store, we donate part of that, you know, for the animals, and then we take in rescue horses, too, and then we walk them through the mine. And because I can't emphasize enough, you just got to be respectful, and the crystals will take care of you. They really will.
Do you know, I've heard, I have a friend that lives down there, too, and he's told me that it's becoming quite a spiritual center, that different spiritual groups are coming to locate there because they're being told it's certainly because of the power that so much of Arkansas beneath the ground has crystalline energy. And so spiritual seekers all around the planet are coming and locating in the Arkansas area to be near that wonderful energy.
Now, Brother Joe will tell you, he'll confirm what I'm fixing to say. A lot of these crystal mines are not full of positive energy. Some of them got negative energy. So you got to find the right mind that's dealing with things properly. You know what I'm saying? That's showing the respect for the earth. Because
how do you know this, Joe?
Well, like Orville said, you just have to get out there to experience it. Because, I mean, crystals are like people. They're all different. There's good crystals and there's bad crystals. I mean, you know, that's a given fact. And you just have to get out there, you know, and walk around the field area. It would take y'all a little while to get used to it. It's just like walking around out there where you have the eye to find the crystals. Because, you know, I mean, like Orville can walk around out there and just see it right on the ground. And if you walked around out there, you'd walk over tons of them. I'll guarantee you not even see them. It's just the feeling you get when you're out there. Like I say, you show them respect, then, you know, they'll do everything they can for you. It's, you know, like I said, crystals are just so unbelievable. It's just amazing.
Yes, it is.
We're going to have a lot of vendor tables and stuff set up out here with crystals on them, too. So during the music events and stuff, you know, from the Crystal Music Festival. And the reason we called it the Crystal Music Festival is, in a nutshell here real quick, we had a production company wanted to come out and do a show. And then we started looking at what they wanted to do, and it was totally inappropriate. And, stood our ground, and we told them, well, forget it, you're going to have to leave. And then now we had built a big stage, and we didn't know what to do, so we just thought we'd just hold our own music festival. We called it the Crystal Music Festival.
It's beautiful. And Diamond Rio is awesome.
Yeah, they are. They're fun to work with, too.
Uh-huh. Wow, that sounds fun.
You'll need to load up and come down there.
We're going to. Tell me, say there's a crystal that's maybe an inch across or maybe 2 inches long or something like that, pointing straight up. Now, how did that, about how long might that have taken to form? Or let's say a double terminated. Well, that's a second question. I can't even fathom how a double terminated can form. But the easier question, how does like a single crystal off of a shoot of cluster, how long might that arm take to grow?
Well, a lot of it depends on the depth. That means pressure, how deep in the earth it was. It could have been 4 or 5 miles down, tectonic plates pushing, the earth cracks, silicon, which is sand, forms on the walls because of the heat and the pressure. And the you can, if you want to experiment yourself, get you some alum, pour it in a bowl, put in a little bit of water, and let it dry on its own, and you will see crystals form in there. Of course, they crumble in your hand. It's alum, but it's the exact same principle. But they could take millions of years to form. And the longer the pocket, the vein, stays hot, the bigger the crystals are going to grow. And as far as double terminators, piece of cake. A crystal will bump against another one and break off. It'll fall to the bottom. And if it lands point down, the other end will just go ahead and start terminating.
They re-heal themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we have buckets full of healers. And a healer is a crystal that broke off and then had tried to re-heal itself. So there's no sharp edges on it or anything. It's trying to grow back over, kind of scab, you know, itself and re-heal to grow back into a crystal again. And then all of a sudden the vein had worked itself up high enough to where it there wasn't enough heat and pressure to keep it growing. So it didn't fully heal. And those are the ones that are really sought after a lot because, you know, I carry one in my pocket. Because it reminds me that, you know, the crystals are, you know, good healing crystals and they're good for your health. And when you got a crystal in your pocket, you will bump into people that you never think you'd bump into because they're drawn to each other.
Like a magnet, like a magnetism.
Well, it pulls
like-minded
people together.
You're doing radio. Now, years ago, they would give a crystal a frequency. They'd just zap it with a frequency, and it would remember that frequency and never forget it. Uh-huh. And then they take one crystal, and they would transmit down that crystal, and all the other crystals everywhere else, called the radio, that's where crystal radio sets are, would pick up the frequency from that one crystal. That's radio. So
that
you can see right
cool.
there how the crystals work on a simple principle. Now, imagine if we just figured that much out. Imagine how much power and how much energy and how much these crystals can actually do that we haven't even discovered yet.
Right. I got a question for you, Orville and Joe, both of you. Why is it that there are so many crystals so abundant in this area that you all speaking of tonight?
Well, the reason there's a lot of crystals in this area is we live in the Ouachita Mountains, and it's the only mountain range in the northern hemisphere that runs east and west. because Louisiana is trying to push us up into Missouri, and we don't want to go. All right?
Who is?
So what happens is we got that wave and that mountain range that runs east and west. So the tectonic plates are cracking, and because of the way that the shelf is, it just created the heat and the pressure that was needed for the crystals to form. And crystals form almost everywhere. You'll see them if you go to the beach and pick up a handful of sand and look at it real close. It's got little microscopic crystals in it. But here, the process, it just stopped. It, you know, time froze long enough for the crystals to form a lot larger than you would normally find, you know, in other places. Crystals are, they're just silicon, which is the most abundant, you know, chemical on the earth, mineral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's funny about the place that we got 60 acres out here full of crystals, and it's been logged 3 times. A guy built a cabin on it 40 years ago, and it burnt down. You wouldn't believe how many people's tracked up and down them hills, and no one's ever found a crystal. We bought the place, went out there, and they're bubbling up out the ground.
Oh, I love it.
They are, yeah.
This is awesome. Go ahead.
Has anyone, through ancient texts or anything, been able to decipher how the Atlanteans or any other cultures used crystals?
The Atlanteans and the Lumerians were, well known for their use of the crystals because they had their fire crystals stationed around the world where they could, communicate with their crystals all the way around the world. They had tunnels built under the earth, all through the earth, so they could move their crystals where nobody could find them. And that's the way they moved them, with nobody being able to find them. And it was the corruption stuff that caused Atlantis to sink. Everybody there started using the power of the crystal for the wrong thing, and it was like, oh, no, you can't do that. And, you know, that's why it sunk.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's another goal I want. I want to go try and find one of the Atlantis crystals.
That's on my list, too. I wanted to say something, too, since you all are real familiar, and I want our listeners to know how powerful the healing is. And I just wanted to reference, because I know firsthand about the healing, our producer here of Greater Good Ministries Radio, Barbara DeLosier, she's on Facebook as well, and she's also the author of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond. Well, Reverend B, well, I wanted to tell you, a year and a half ago I had, unfortunately, had a spinal, very massive herniation, spinal injury. And I really did not want surgery, but it was so bad that I just couldn't take it anymore. And, you know, drugs didn't work for me, so I had to know. I mean, when morphine can't kill the pain, you gotta go under the knife. I mean, I exhausted everything, epidurals, you name it. I mean, been there, done that, too many T-shirts. So finally, I was led to an awesome neurosurgeon who spliced 20% of my spine, and I came out, the surgery was successful, but it's still a recovery process. It's been a year and a half of some just intense recovery. And what I'm getting at is I'm so grateful to the crystal healing from Reverend B, Barbara DeLosier, our producer here. She does the remote healing with the grit. She would use the amethyst and beautiful crystal stones and put it on the grid and put it in my sacral area. And I'm not kidding you, it is powerful and it has helped me immensely. So I'm grateful to Reverend B for that healing. She's done it several times over the course of a year and a half for me. And it's just amazing what crystal, the power, the healing power to ease the pain of in our root chakra, in our sacral area, well, actually all over our body, I'm sure, not just in the area where I was injured, you know. What's your thoughts? Do you have any thoughts on this?
I tell you one thing, the crystals will not work in the wrong hands, okay? So if she has, if she can do crystal healing, okay, it's her and the crystals working like a team. Okay, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, so she's full of love,
together.
Love and light.
Okay, the crystals aren't just going to give up their energy to anybody. You know, they like I said, we had a guy show up here, and he says I'm taking the crystals, and I'm going down to Houston, and I'm selling them down there, and you guys have gone up three times your value because you're an all natural, you know, crystal mind. And I told him, I said, we have a value. I don't know. So, but he says, yeah, they're using them for healing crystals because they're dug by hand. They're not damaging the earth. And the crystals, I think, kind of have a better attitude about it. And in the right hands, you know, in the right hands, they're just absolutely fantastic tools. And you can buy crystals online, and you can find them in other places. And some people are saying, well, these didn't work. Yeah, the crystal's working. You're not. You got to be kind of one with the crystal. You have to...
In tune with the crystals, right?
You really need to go pick your own crystal out. You don't need to order them online, because the crystal will call you if it wants you. You'll walk in and you'll see that crystal, and it'll be just like a magnet drawing you right in. I mean, you know, people talk about buying crystals and using them to work with, and I said, well, first thing, I said, if you buy them in a pack already made up, and I said, you don't know what you've got. I said, because, like, you know, there's good ones and bad ones, and I said, you don't know. And if you get a bad one, I said, you know, it'll throw you off all the way around, and, you know, it'll only cause you grief.
Yeah,
so
some crystals,
you
know, absorb. If a negative person is touching that crystal, it's absorbing negative energy. It's got to be deprogrammed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and that takes time.
Wow.
That's right. That's just like my tool. I won't let nobody actually handle my tool for very long because, you know, it'll pick up their vibrations, and I'll have to clean it and reprogram it. And, you know, it's pretty neat.
It is so neat. And, you know, so many people, I'm learning so much from your show. Reverend B, she's Barbara DeLosier, our producer here of Greater Good Ministries Radio and the Crystal Queen. She's in the chat box, and she says she cannot wait to go to your mind. She's going to be visiting you. And I
well,
know
you,
B,
you,
she's,
you
she's
always,
no BS.
You are
there.
Always welcome, and you always have a free pass. You know that. You just show up. You let us know who you are, and if you email me, I'll send you free tickets to the event, because that's one thing about crystals. Here's what crystals want from you. If you had to pick one thing, it's like, what can I do with the crystals? Share. That's what they want you to do. The crystals want people to share. They want to be... They want to share their energy with everybody, not just one person. If you're hoarding, they'll go somewhere else.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh.
They want to be passed around. They want to visit with everybody.
Yes, I love it.
What good is it to have cake and ice cream if you're the only one's going to eat it?
Right. Then the party's pretty boring, huh? No,
it's
no,
a very boring party if you're there all by yourself.
We'll
be very disappointed.
We're all connected, so let's just crystallize together, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so email for Orville. Orville, I'm going to give this your email right now in the chat box to Reverend B.
Okay, my email is Orville, Orville, at crystalmusicfestival.com.
CrystalMusicFestival.com.
Festival.com.
Okay, I've put that in the box because I know B wanted to see that and get in touch with you as well. And she can also add you. Tasha is still here with us too. And I've seen some of Tasha's grids. She makes some beautiful. These grids are like art, like a masterpiece of crystal art, these different grids that are made with crystals, all the different beautiful types, you know, and with their different meanings and powers. And, you know, what's interesting, I have to say this about B, too, is that, you know, I've been getting readings psychic readings for 3 years of divine guidance from B, and she uses the crystals in her readings. The crystals speak to to her to me. And I love the crystal, the different crystals that jump out, that pop out, and they have special messages. It's very magical and mystical, and I've never had anything done like that before. You know, with I know crystals because I have some crystals, but I didn't know that that's the way Bea did it until sometime last year. I asked her, "How are you? Where are you getting your information?" You know, and she explained to me the different dimensions and how the crystals work. But it sounds like you honor them as very sacred and respectful. And
Well, you know how they clean crystals? They soak them in acid to get all of the clay and all the stuff out.
People
come into our store and they're going, your crystal, your clusters are really pretty, but there's some dirt in there. I said, well, yeah, I left it in the rain. But they said, we don't want you to soak them in acid. I said, is that how you treat your children when they get dirty? I leave them in the rain. I'm not going to soak them in acid. It takes the luster off of the surface. Then you got to polish it. And that's not the way it came to me, and it's not the way I'm going to pass it. I'm going to pass it on the way it showed up. So
wow.
I don't want to change or alter.
So, Orville, what are some of your favorite crystals that call out to you for different reasons?
The ones that call out to me the most are the damaged crystals.
Oh.
Okay, because to me, they were the ones that are, they need a friend the most. You understand what I'm saying? The big, beautiful ones, if you take five really nice, beautiful crystals and you lay them on a table and lay a broken one with a big chip on the end next to it, and six people walk up, one person's going to go, look at the one I got left with. Yeah, but to me, that's the most beautiful one of all, because it's the one that needed a friend.
Oh, this is so important to me to hear this. You know, years ago, during the harmonic convergence, if anybody remembers that in 88, my sister went down to Arkansas, and I guess like for $12 a day, you could spend the whole day in the mine. And she spent 2 or 3 days, and she brought me back hundreds. And hearing all, you know, the treatment, and I knew that the mines were hard on the crystals, the big things going through, scraping on the walls, and this was what was left. But you remind me, like, you know, a stray animal that comes into your home, the damaged ones. And that's what I've been doing. I've been moved. Whenever I go to somebody's house for any reason, I'll just take a crystal. So a lot of them are gone because I've just always wanted to share them. But the ones that are left are the ones that I would have called the damaged, because the average person, if I went to their house and I took, you know, the fancier it is, that's what people expect of you. I'm fixing a dinner, bring me a fine crystal or something really nice, not damaged. But I'm really the most fortunate, because all the ones that are left are all the damaged ones. They get to find a home with me.
Oh, that's sweet. This is sweet.
Appreciate
real quick, I'd like to just have a quick 1 minute break, 1 minute little quick commercial with our GGM book and gift shop. We'll be right back, and we'll return to the My Beauty Angel Show with the Crystal King, Joe Ray, and I guess we should say Orville Murphy, too, as a crystal whisperer. And we also have and Bea is here, too, in spirit. She's listening in, the Crystal Queen. So we're having a crystal fiesta tonight, a crystal conglomeration.
Crystal gathering.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, one moment, and we'll be right back after this little commercial. Okay.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A comprehensive guide of rocks, crystals, and stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the My Beauty Angel Show with your host, Audrey Quinn, and my co-host, Cindy Herman, and our special guest, All About Crystals, tonight. We have Crystal King Joe Ray from the beautiful Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and we have the producer of the Crystal Music Festival and Crystal Whisperer, Orville Murphy, surprised us, and he's on the show, too. Why not? The more the merrier, right?
Yeah.
So, Joe, let's hear from you a little more.
Well, you know, y'all are talking about crystals calling you and talking to you. But, Orville, you remember that record keeper I found up there?
Oh, yeah. That was a big one, too. Biggest one I ever seen.
It was calling me the other day, and it was telling me, keep looking at me. It says, look at me. You're not paying attention like you should. So I pulled out my magnifying glasses, and I looked at it, and you can take it and get it in the right light, and it shows the picture of a mountain there, and there's two paths down in the bottom, one going to the left and one going to the right. And then you can look down in there even farther, and it looks like there's somebody standing in one of those trails.
Oh, gosh.
And that's this record keeper, I think, is going to be the one to tell where a fire crystal is from Atlantis, because these record keepers were left by the Atlanteans, and they left them for a reason, and that was for somebody to get a hold that is going to learn how to open it and get all the knowledge and everything that's in the rock.
Well, that could be you, Joe. Maybe with this crystal, the two of you will find it.
Yeah. No, that's my plan.
So where are you going to find this fire crystal?
The fire crystal? Well, this is what I've got to open my record keeper up. And this is going to tell me a lot.
So what does the fire crystal look like, if you could describe it? If I can imagine what.
It'd probably be about 20 foot long, about 3 or 4 foot around. And in the top, it's a double terminated crystal. And at the top, on the top point, on the inside, it's red. Now, they've infused something in it. Well, see, the Atlanteans used to grow crystals in their gardens.
Oh!
They grew them just like flowers.
Wow.
Beautiful. They were so much more advanced than us.
I want a crystal garden now. Uh-huh. Wow. So that's a great idea for people to come out there to Arkansas, and they can find their own bucket full of crystals that are calling to them, and they can make their own little garden.
And Joe, the crystal skull, my understanding is there's a dozen that have been placed in different spots around the world, and as we move into this, the higher frequency times, they'll be able to find all of the skulls, or there's this 13th, or what do you know about that?
Well, now, I've studied up on those a little bit, but that's another thing that's on my list, too, to find a skull, because, you see, there's supposed to be a fire crystal in South America somewhere, and that's where a lot of the skulls were buried, too. So, I mean, that could be a double trip there.
Yeah.
But the crystal skulls of the hedges, I forget what the name of that skull was, but it's the biggest one there is. And it just feels like every time I see a picture that it's just calling me saying, you know, you're here. You need to get with us. It's just, you know, the crystals, they will talk to you. You just got to learn how to understand them. That's the first thing, because it's pretty neat.
I think, you know, listening to you, Joe and Orville, I think that you guys should have a crystal convoy on Bee's show. And I know she's listening and she'll agree. You guys could really raise the vibration and crystal together. Crystal, you know, educate. There's so much to learn. I mean, I'm amazed. It is unbelievable. I've learned so much in this. You know, we only have 6 minutes left to the show. I can't believe how time flies when we're having fun.
Well, you'll have to come on out sometime for a moon dig. And what we do is I like to go out digging in a full moon, and that's when you find the best crystals, the highest amount of energy. And we go out digging during the full moon, and then we sit around, we get a guitar, and we'll sit in the big, and we have what we call a friendship circle. We put the crystals in the middle that we found that night, and we play some music and have some fun. It's for usually 2, 3 o'clock in the morning before we go home, but it's nice.
Wow.
A lot of times
how many
people come by and just set up a tent, and they just go sleep in their tent when we're done, but...
How many people?
You have to just email me. We'll work out a moon dig. They are the best.
A moon dig. Oh, I bet Bee would love that. Oh, my gosh. That sounds awesome. I guess a lot of people would love it, not just Bee. I would love it, too. I mean, the moon is magical. I love the moon. It makes me happy when it's out. I think because I was born during a full moon, I'm a moon baby. So I guess when we're connected to the moon, I guess you would find some magical crystals out there. Beautiful.
My. Yeah, I was going to ask the gentleman, these remaining crystals that I have, should I be placing them on the earth? It's better to have them on the earth than in a bucket or something. Have them.
Well, the people who
the
dig
earth.
Up crystals here, we give them like a sandwich bag, and we put the dirt in it that you dug them up with. So that way, when you get them home, you can put them in a little box, and then set the crystal back. We call them nesting boxes.
Oh.
So the crystal can rest back in the dirt that it was familiar with. And I think that really helps to keep the crystal energized.
Oh, my goodness. We've forgotten. You've helped us remember how living everything is. And the Native Americans called this Grandfather Rock. They had so much respect for the crystal. And I thank you so much for helping us remember the awesome beings that we get to inhabit this planet with.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking about my crystals as I'm looking at them right now in a whole new light, in a whole new way. You know, I mean, it really is like a love affair that you can have with
the
honor.
Oh, it
is.
Yeah. She's been my mistress for 37 years.
I have many of them under my bed. Is that helping sleep, or it couldn't be hurting anything? It couldn't be. I mean, I sleep good.
I have a bag of small crystals that I keep under my pillow, and what they do is it's not so much that it helps me sleep, but it helps me to program the crystals when I'm not carrying them around in my pocket, you know, because I think you're more positive when you're asleep than any other time, because your true feelings are coming out.
Yes.
You can't act like somebody else. You can't pretend when you're asleep.
That is so true. Oh, my gosh.
I look
this
forward to singing
so nice.
With you all. Moonlight and singing with you all.
Oh, it is so much fun. Will you just email me and we'll work something out.
Great.
Okay, it's
so
the greatest
cool.
place in the world.
Pardon me?
I said it's the greatest place in the world to go. Everybody up there in this whole community, they've got a grocery store across the street, and they don't even have nobody in there working. You do it on the honor system. You go in there and get what you want and leave your money and go on.
Oh, my goodness. And what's the name of your town?
Board Camp.
Okay.
Board Camp, Arkansas. We're 10 miles east of Mena.
Oh. And this event is going to be when? In July?
Yes, ma'am. Yep, if you just go to crystalmusicfestival.com, and it's got ticket information and everything. And normally a big event like this, I mean, you come see Marcia Tucker, Diamond Marie, you're going to spend over $100. Our tickets are only $45 because we didn't want to hurt nobody, you know.
Oh, wonderful.
We want to keep the price down where it's affordable for everybody. Children 6 and younger are free because you don't charge youngins. We don't charge youngins to dig. So... 15 and younger is free because we're trying to teach them how to respect the earth, too.
Oh, sweet. Wow, wonderful. This has been such a magical crystal show. I love this, having you both come in and speak with us. And I'm sure Joe didn't mind. You just complimented each other with all your crystal wisdom. And it's just beautiful. I mean, I think that you might be hearing from Barbara DeLosier, Reverend B. She may want to have you as a guest on her show sometime. You would fit in beautifully. And as well. So I want to thank you both, and we're down to seconds. So, you know,
I hate
great
to leave their company. They've been so much fun.
This was just wonderful.
Yes, this was fun. I will say that.
Well, we love you, Joe.
Okay, we love y'all, Orville. Tell everybody hi.
I'll do it.